tight at the end there. Does that say a bit about the depth you guys have to push it that close?
Yeah, I think that's, like, we weren't in the best position, obviously, but I think that shows the attitude of us, like, to be able to fight deep and take it as deep as we can in sort of the batting order, and to end up with a little bit of a sniff towards the end, I think, is something we're pleased about, but I guess definitely a disappointing road trip.
Did you feel like that target was definitely gettable at the innings break?
Yeah, absolutely. We were quite, I think we were, didn't field our best, to be fair, but with the total that was put on the board, I'm more than back our group to chase that down. So I think, yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
And your own batting, how do you feel like that's going at the moment?
It's getting there. I've definitely had a bit of a, like, nervy start. This is my first real sort of crack at the Big Bash, so I'm just trying to find my feet a little bit, but definitely happy with parts of today, but shame we couldn't get it over the line.
Yeah, it feels like you've been around the comp at a few different clubs over the last few years. How have you settled in at the Scorchers, and how do you think that club suits you?
Yeah, I love the Scorchers, and I think the continuity with playing my cricket at the Wacker really suits. I love the coach, Becky Grundy, and the group are all really supportive, so I think that's something I want to build in the future, and hopefully they see a future for me.
Yeah, I guess there's been a few changes with the batting lineup and the batting order. Where do you feel like you can best fit into it?
Yeah, we're kind of taking a little bit based on the scenario out there in the middle. We've got a kind of a core group of the top four at the moment, so just sort of listening to the coach, seeing where I fit in best on the day.
And what's it like playing alongside people like Beth Mooney and Sophie Devine?
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky with our internationals, also having like Lauren Winfield-Hill, and we've got Nat Siver coming as well, Jonesy, so I'm pretty lucky to be in amongst that and trying to learn as much as I can. I think T20's got so many different scenarios thrown at you, so I think I'm just trying to embrace that learning opportunity.
And as a wicketkeeper, is it cool having Moons and Jonesy around to learn off?
Absolutely. Like, Moons will do it differently to Jonesy. We have a bit of a joke, like, she's an English keeper and I'm clearly not. So everything I say is, like, flipped opposite to what she wants to do. But it's definitely great to learn if you can choose a bit.
And you guys have a stretch of home games now. How important are they going to be?
Yeah, very important in the context of the competition. But we're also really pumped to have a week where we've got three games at the Wacker. We're pretty pumped to get back there because we've done a lot of travelling early doors.
And how much is the group looking forward to Nat's arrival next week?
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of a long time coming, so I think she'll add a bit of all-round talent. She's one of the best in the world, obviously, and we're definitely looking forward to getting her in around the group.
Well, thanks for that.
No worries, thank you.
Thank you.